This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer flying solo from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios today on a Top 5 Friday on The Fan. We'll get to a Top 5 Friday coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll do that at 4:20. Top 5 Friday on The Fan coming up at 4:20 this afternoon. Top 5 things you think Major League Baseball should do next. You can tweet them if you want to get a head start on that now. Tweet them at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Top 5 things Major League Baseball should do next, considering now that the Brewers and Cardinals have been postponed from tonight. They are scheduled to still play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Doubleheader on Sunday. 7-inning games with the new doubleheader procedure that they approved last night. That will start on Sunday in Milwaukee with a 1:10 start. Don't forget the Appella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show tomorrow night at 5, at noon on Sunday, and of course the Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show with Tim Allen tomorrow night, and of course on Sunday as well. Joining us now, Bucks legend John McLaughlin on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Johnny Mac. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Spark. Hey, all alone, man. Finally, they got it right.
Yeah.
You're the right. You're the number one. Those other guys just get in your way, don't they?
Well, and today with the pandemic and the Brewers getting canceled and everything else, man, it's just...
It's crazy, right?
I mean, seriously, I mean, could you ever in your life imagine what we're going through right now with this pandemic and how it's affected sports and the NBA being in this quote-unquote bubble and Florida and virtual fans on screens next to the court and all this other stuff? It's just, I feel like I'm living in like some type of different world at this point.
Okay, Spark, I'm going to answer you, but first, I've never told you this. My wonderful dog that I love so much growing up, his name was Sparky.
Well, good. See, you knew, yeah. You knew I was coming eventually.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know what?
Yeah.
You, the two of you are about the same size.
I love it. That's good stuff.
I know, Spark. Hey, no, I mean, come on. Nobody other than God could see what we're facing. You know, it's interesting. I've thought a lot about this. Over the years, we'd always see news blips, you know, on the national news with people in China wearing masks. And in America, we've never worn masks. And now we are. And we're welcome to the world. And who could possibly have imagined what we're facing today in all of those areas you just said? And I think if we went back over a year and anyone told us other than God that this was going to happen, we'd all go, are you kidding? You know, and it's hard to believe. It's not good. None of us like it. And I'm afraid it's going to be the new reality for quite a while, if not forever. Who knows? If it's going to be this particular COVID-19 problem that we do or don't get a handle on, or something else. So I think what it does for me, and should many people, is wake us up to a greater power and the fact that we're not in control, but let's try to do the best we can.
Okay, since we're dealt this hand, I'm here to say right now that if they decide that, you know, hey, somebody gets a COVID or something inside this bubble and they're calling a season, best record wins the championship. Johnny Mac, I'm good. Like, I'm fine with it. If that's how we got to get the championship, that's how we have to get the championship. It will mean just as much to me as if we have to play this whole thing out.
Well, and if they do play it out and we win, I do think it's more of a challenge than in a regular season for a lot of reasons. You know, a regular season with everything normal and then a playoff, players know that, they're used to it, it's the norm. And you prepare for it and you roll into, you know, to the playoffs and then the first round, the second round, and each round. And it's, I think, combating now all of this issue, I agree with you, I'd take it. The Bucks were the best team record-wise when it ended, and I would agree with that. I think there were some statements made, I think, by Coach Bud and maybe Giannis that if they prevail and get through this, and whoever wins it will be more of an accomplishment. And in many ways, I believe that with the halt in the season, the fact that guys couldn't condition the way that they wanted to, get to the hoops the way they wanted. Now, the only good part about that is it's equal to every team and every player. No one has an advantage in that regard. But I noticed that Giannis said in the paper today that he's only 70-75% physically in shape. And we both know that Giannis works hard at it. So there's room to, you know, get in better condition, get your skills back, but it's equal to every guy. So that's where I take solace.
Tom with John McLaughlin here on the Wendy's Big Show. And you know, that's the one thing. I think the Bucks get the benefit here because they're not in a situation like, say, the Pelicans from last night with Zion Williamson, where they're almost in a must-win game situation every night just trying to get into the playoffs and trying to get up to that eight seed or close to that eight seed so they can have a play-in tournament. The Bucks pretty much have the one seed locked up. So realistically, these eight games that start tonight against the Celtics at 5:30 really don't mean a hill of beans other than just trying to get guys in shape, like you said, and making sure everybody's healthy by the time the playoffs start.
I agree, Spark. That's you're always very astute in terms of analyzing some of these things, and that is a good one. However, I will say the way this Bucks team is built, and I understand it because it's how I thought as a player, you still want to be the best you can every time you step on that court. So they're going to be going for excellence even in the game tonight. But the fact that there's less pressure on where you finish is something that allows Coach Bud to play guys accordingly and just work on that conditioning, timing, executing your offense and your defense. There's all of that as well. I think this Bucks team is so united in terms of spirit, in terms of attitude and pulling together and functioning within the system that I think that gives the Bucks maybe a leg up on a lot of teams.
John, we were talking with Jim Paschke the other night on our preview show on Wednesday night, and we were talking about just how deep this team is. And I said, this has to be probably the deepest team that Giannis has played on to this point. And Jim took it a step further and went all the way back to the George Karl years and then Eastern Conference Finals team and said that he thought this team was probably better than that team because of depth, and while that team was great, they could lose on any given day based on personalities and everything else, and this team just seems to be more consistent night in, night out. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes and maybe. Yes, in that this team is also better defensively than that team.
Sure.
And remember that team, the guys besides the big three, they were outstanding. But the guys that did the trench work, Darvin Ham, Scotty Williams, and even Jason Caffey that year, probably had his best year ever because I think Caffey played soft, but not that year.
Right.
Those three guys were the trench guys, and they're the guys that really made it happen at the defensive end and the rebounding. Okay, so that rounded out the talents of the three other guys offensively. But I think this is really a statement. I think in many respects, you know, Giannis is a more of a star in terms of everything he can do than those top three on that
no
team.
No question. Yep.
Yeah, because he plays all aspects of the game.
For sure.
And then I think the way Middleton has come on, and then some of the younger guys, and all the way down the line, and the two Lopez's, and everything that these guys do, I do think this is a stronger team than that team.
John, you ever, because I'm not going to get into who I said it about, because I've said it about several players, but did it ever frustrate you in your time, either playing or as an announcer for the Bucks over the years, where you would see really good offensive players that were really talented on that end of the floor and skilled, and then not put that same effort in on the other side of the floor, like you see in a Giannis or you see in a LeBron and Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, some of those guys?
Oh, yeah. And you know it. You've heard me on the air. But I will say this to you. I can't say that about the guys I played with on our good Bucks teams. None of them laid down at the defensive end. There was none of that. However, as an announcer, yes. And in some cases, I think in fairness, you have to look at the player and say, okay, is he just not good defensively because he can't defend a point guard because he's slower than a point guard? Like when I played a point guard, man, that was a problem for me. But when I played defensively against a guy of my yoke, my size, that played my positions, I did fine. You know, I got criticized a lot as a defensive player by people that didn't know what they were talking about, but sometimes it had to do with speed. When Tiny Archibald was coming at me, I was screwed.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
But in the half-court game, I could play him, you know. So we didn't have any guys that did at that end during my playing days, but I have certainly seen it during my announcing days. But I will say this. During the 80s with Moncrief and Press and Junior and Brian, those guys, they brought it to you at every end all the time. They were real pros, man. Those were wonderful teams.
And that's why they won division after division
right
after
on.
Division. Just couldn't bust through once they got into the playoffs to get to that final step.
Talk
with
right.
John McLaughlin here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on the Fan. Clippers and Lakers, those are the two teams that everybody thinks have the best chance of beating the Bucks. Do you like the Bucks' chances of finally securing that championship this year?
I do. My however is those two teams are pretty good.
Yeah.
And those two teams have more than one superstar. And that's a factor. But can that overcome the total depth and united aspect of this Bucks team at both ends? That's what's going to be the challenge. I think it's going to be tremendous to watch. I think if every team that is going to be remaining, let's say once we get to the eight, every team that's remaining, if each team played their best basketball, who do you think would win? Clippers, Lakers, Bucks. And I think that's a tough call because of the amount of stars they have on those teams. But I think the Bucks are so good defensively, and with the things that they do in the paint, they're a team that plays the paint defensively well with the Lopez's and others. They're a team, thanks to Giannis, that can get to the paint, get to the rim. And I know there's some question about three-point defense and all that. Well, that's to some degree how they're structured. But I think this Bucks team can adjust on the move. And as you know this, Barky, the critical aspect to everybody is if any team's superstar gets corona, then they're out. They're out.
Yeah, they're in serious trouble. That's for darn sure. You know, for me, the Lakers don't shoot three. So from that aspect, the Bucks and the Lakers, I think that's advantage Bucks. Clippers could be a little bit more of a problem from that perspective, but I look at the Bucks and just say if they shoot the three well and Bledsoe plays consistently at a high level on the offensive side of the floor, I don't think anybody can beat him.
Well, I'm for him too, and I would agree with that. And I think this about Bled. I think, you know, there's been things written about, you know, the problems he's had in the playoffs. I think now that he gets back from corona, get his legs under him, gets to it, I think he's going to have a great series through this stretch. And he's such a good on-ball defender, and he's so strong. That I think you're going to see him have really a good playoff.
John, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. We'll probably have you on as we get through the season here. And next time we'll have Gary and Leroy in studio to hassle you, too.
Hey, I enjoy that. Spark, I love talking to you, and you guys know this. Anytime I'm available to you.
Sounds good. Hey, one last thing before I let you go here. How's the Mac Fund doing? I know a lot of different charities and stuff and nonprofits have kind of struggled through this whole COVID thing because of lack of fundraising events and donation opportunities and so forth.
Thanks, Sparky. That's kind of you, but you've always thought about that and brought up the Mac Fund. And I guess I would say to everybody, yes, we're going through really hard times, but children are still getting childhood cancer, and they're battling it, and many are passing away. But as you know, we've given over $70 million now through the Mac Fund for research, and because of that, many, many more kids are surviving and getting through that five-year period. It's gone from 20 to over 80% survival rates. The Mac Fund, who is huge on events, we have 75 to 80 events a year. We have been hurt dramatically, but we also have many that have stayed with us, and they're just altering. Some of the golf outings we've pushed back. The Trek 100, the Mac Fund bike ride is pushed back to August, and John Burke is going to, they're going to do it virtually, but they're promoting it internationally, and John Burke, president of Trek, is confident they're going to raise a lot of money. So we have a lot of good things going. We're able to fund the commitments we had made. We can't make the new commitments, but we're going to try to hang in there. But we really need people to write checks because the Brewers Mini Marathon was canceled, many others. And we've been in a hurt, but we're working hard.
Sounds good. Johnny Mack, well, if you ever need any promotion for anything, you just give us a call. We'll get you on the big show, buddy. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Okay, Sparky. Thanks, man. Good talking to you.
You betcha. There he is, John McLaughlin on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion, our growing your home. Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the NBA action from last night involving the Pelicans game, and then, of course, we'll talk about the Lakers and Clippers still to come. Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics, will join us coming up at about 10 to 3. Next hour, Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, who is brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He'll join us coming up at quarter after 3. And Kenny the Jet Smith from NBA on TNT will join us at 3:35. All straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.